Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Kiran Jha with the World News. Headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hold talks with UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan in New Delhi. Both leaders sign agreements to boost cooperation in defense, space, energy and investment sectors. New Delhi says Poland should display zero tolerance for terrorism and not help fuel terrorist infrastructure in India's neighborhood. IMF raises India's economy growth forecast to 7.3% for current fiscal. Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi dissolves House of Representatives, waiving pay for early general elections. And in Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bangalore set a target of 179 runs for Gujarat Giants in Vadodara. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held delegation-level talks with President of the United Arab Emirates, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, at his official residence in New Delhi. During the meeting, several agreements were signed in the fields of defense, space, energy, supercomputing, and food safety between India and UAE. Briefing the media about the outcomes of the meeting, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said agreements were signed for strategic defense partnership and joint initiatives on space infrastructure development and its commercialization.
A letter of intent was signed between the two sides to work towards concluding framework agreement for a strategic defense partnership between India and the UAE. A letter of intent was also signed between the Indian National Space Promotion and Authorization Center, INSPACE, and the UAE Space Agency for a joint initiative for space infrastructure development and its commercialization. Under this particular initiative, we will look to setting up new launch complexes, satellite fabrication facilities, joint missions, space academy and training centers.
Mr. Misri said agreement was also inked for UAE's participation in the development of special investment region at Dholera in Gujarat.
A letter of intent was signed on the UAE's participation in the development of special investment region in Dholera in Gujarat. This is a mega partnership initiative that will look at the establishment of an international airport, a pilot training school, an MRO facility, a greenfield port, a smart urban township, as well as projects related to railway connectivity and energy infrastructure.
The Foreign Secretary said India and UAE have agreed for establishment of a supercomputing cluster in India. He said both sides have also agreed to double bilateral trade to $200 billion by 2032. Mr. Misri said Prime Minister Modi and UAE President during their meeting condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism. He said both the leaders emphasized that no country should provide safe haven to those who finance, plan or support and commit terrorist attack.
The two leaders also had the opportunity to exchange views in detail on regional developments in West Asia, and they expressed support for all efforts in promoting peace, security, stability and prosperity in the region. They unequivocally condemned cross-border terrorism, and for the perpetrators, supporters and financiers of all acts of terrorism to be brought to justice.
The UAE president arrived in New Delhi this evening. In a special gesture, Prime Minister Modi received President Zayed Al Nahyan at the airport. External Affairs Minister Dr. A.J. Shankar has said that Poland should display zero tolerance for terrorism and not help fuel the terrorist infrastructure in India's neighborhood. In his opening remarks during his meeting with Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Affairs Minister of Poland, Radoszaw and Sikorski in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said that Poland is no stranger to the Indian region and is certainly familiar with the long-standing challenge of cross-border terrorism. He said today, conversation between the two sides will cover regional and global developments.
Deputy Prime Minister, you are no stranger to our region and are more than familiar with the long-standing challenges of cross-border terrorism. At this meeting, to discuss some of your recent travels to the region, Poland should display zero tolerance for terrorism and not help fuel the terrorist infrastructure in our neighborhood.
Dr. Jaishankar noted that in recent past, both in New York and in Paris, he had shared India's views on the Ukraine conflict and its implications. The minister said India has repeatedly underlined that the selective targeting of India is both unfair and unjustified. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has raised India's economic growth outlook to 7.3% for current fiscal. We have a report.
In its latest World Economic Outlook, IMF cited better-than-expected corporate earnings in the third quarter and strong momentum heading into the fourth quarter of the current fiscal for upward revision of India's growth projection by 0.7 percentage point. The IMF signaled that the global economy has largely absorbed the immediate impact of tariff-related shocks. In its previous staff report, the IMF had projected 6.6% growth for financial year 2025-2026. Meanwhile, the IMF has projected 6.4% growth for India in the next financial year of 2026-2027. Tanvi Khurana for World News.
World Economic Forum begins at Davos in Switzerland tonight. More than 3,000 global leaders are expected to attend the 56th annual meeting. Over 100 Indian CEOs are in the Swiss town, along with a large government delegation, to take part in the five-day talk fest. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi has announced to dissolve the House of Representatives today, paving the way for early general election. The announcement came in the opening of the current ordinary parliamentary session. Addressing a press conference, Mrs. Takaichi said she intends to seek a fresh mandate from voters and has staked her continuation as Prime Minister. According to senior leaders of the ruling parties, polling will be expected on 8th of next month, with the official election campaign beginning on 27th of this month. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer today said that US President Donald Trump's threat of tariffs against allies over Greenland is completely wrong and trade war is in no one's interest. Mr. Starmer was speaking at a news conference in London. He said Britain supports the fundamental rights of Greenland and Denmark to decide the future of the Arctic island.
On Greenland, the right way to approach an issue of this seriousness is through calm discussion between allies. And let's be clear, the security of Greenland matters. Alliances endure because they're built on respect and partnership, not pressure. That is why I said the use of tariffs against allies is completely wrong. It is not the right way to resolve differences within an alliance.
In Spain, 39 people lost their lives. Many were injured following a collision between two high-speed trains. According to the rail network operator, the incident occurred near the town of Adamuz when a high-speed train derailed and crashed into a neighbouring track. In Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bangalore have set a target of 179 runs for Gujarat Giant at BCA Stadium in the first clash of the Vadodara leg. Royal Challengers Bangalore scored 178 runs, losing 6 wickets in 20 overs. Earlier, Gujarat Giants won the toss and opted to bowl first. In reply, Gujarat Giants were 68 for 6 in 13.5 overs when the reports last came in. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds talks with UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan in New Delhi. Both leaders sign agreements to boost cooperation in defense, space, energy and investment sectors. New Delhi says Poland should display zero tolerance for terrorism and not help fuel terrorist infrastructure in India's neighborhood. IMF raises India's economic growth forecast to 7.3% for current fiscal. Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi dissolves House of Representatives, paving way for early general elections. And in Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bangalore set a target of 179 runs for Gujarat Giants in Vadodara. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.